Hello everybody and welcome back to another episode of You Can't Handle the Truth. Today's episode is not going to be a review, but we are going to be doing an anticipation avenue. So for those who don't know, this is where I talk about a movie that is yet to be released. I'm usually excited for it. There was one occasion where I talked about Uncharted, which I knew was going to be bad, but I needed to predict that it was going to be bad. And of course I was right, because that movie sucks. Anyway, today we're talking about The Flash, because this movie has been in development for, I want to say, like a decade. I think it was literally 2014 when the movie first got announced. I don't think there was a director attached to it at that point. Or Ezra Miller, I don't think they were attached to it at this point either, because Man of Steel had just come out the year before in 2013. Like, a quick recap of the DC Extended Universe at this point in time. Man of Steel 2013, Batman v Superman a few years later. Did anything come out between those? I don't think they did. Okay, mess. Okay, very, very messy. So, Man of Steel, 3-year gap, Batman v Superman, that introduces Ezra Miller as The Flash. Justice League happened, that was bad. Zack Snyder's Justice League happened, that was terrific. And I want to say, The Flash in that movie has arguably one of the greatest moments in superhero cinema. I'm not even joking. When The Flash runs back in time, that is just ridiculous. Like, how were Warner Bros. So stupid to cut that from the movie? Or how was Joss Whedon, okay, because he was the one that was in charge of making Justice League 2017 after Zack Snyder left. So I think it's fair to say the only reason Ezra Miller is The Flash is because Zack Snyder wanted them. Ever since then, it's been a whirlwind. Okay, I'm not sure how much you're aware of the allegations. Well, not just allegations, the literal facts, okay? The stone-cold evidence that Ezra Miller has done some wrongdoing. I don't think I can list it all, but they strangled somebody, they attacked somebody, they went to Hawaii and were chased by the police or some They started a cult in Iceland, I want to say. Like, this on its own has the ability to be a great movie of a nutcase, okay? So when Netflix decide to do a documentary series on them in like 10 years time, when even more bad shit happens, you heard it here first. But I think in recent months they have been on the right track and trying to get better and seek the help that they need, because look, mental illness is no joke and sometimes things are really tough. But then again, not really an excuse for having, I think it was a cannabis farm and there were kids there and they were holding them hostage. So I don't know what was going on. I don't think anybody does except for Ezra themselves. But what I do know is this movie has been in development for a very, very, very long time. And I think Warner Brothers have spent way too much money on it to scrap it, unlike the Batgirl movie that got canned last year. So The Flash has been on people's radars more so to do with the fact that, are we in danger because Ezra Miller seems to be a threat? But also, how good is this movie going to be? Because let's get down to business. Even though this hasn't been released yet, the movie has premiered at CinemaCon last month. And about a month before that, Tom Cruise came out saying, I've seen this movie, and immediately after watching it, I needed to call the director and tell him what a fantastic movie he'd made. So Tom Cruise, the Tom Cruise, is endorsing this movie. The president of Warner Brothers is saying this is one of the best superhero movies of all time. James Gunn is saying this is absolutely sensational, it's going to blow you all away. Every single person, pretty much, that has seen this movie is saying it is fantastic and it is up there not only as one of the best DC films, which isn't saying much, but still, they're saying it's one of the best superhero movies, period. So I'm not too sure whether to believe that. And the whole point of this episode is to vent my feelings on such matter, because is it actually going to be this good? On the one hand, I don't think it will be. I think immediately it's been way too overhyped, and no film is going to live up to these expectations, aside from Top Gun 2, which, ironically enough, that also premiered at CinemaCon last year, and people were right about that. When everybody was saying this is one of the best movies of the year, they weren't kidding. So maybe they're also right about The Flash, but I just don't know. And I don't know why I am so apprehensive, because, like I said, I did really love what The Flash was able to do in Zack Snyder's Justice League. And immediately after watching that, I was thinking, I'm very, very excited for The Flash movie. There is a TV show as well on the CW, or here in the UK, it's on Sky. And there's about, what, 7 seasons of that show? I stopped watching after season 4, maybe 5, because that was part of the Arrowverse, and after a while, it just got way too stupid and cheap. Okay, very, very cheap to look at. This movie, however, The Flash, cost about $200 to $220 million, which is a lot. Okay, that is a lot of money to throw at a solo movie that has had such a troubled development. Now, maybe it's a huge gamble that is going to pay off. I don't know how much money it will have to make to break even, because you've got to take into consideration the marketing, which has also been very, very strong. So they could have spent at least another $150 million on marketing. And the fact that it has been in development for so many years now, there's got to be a lot of promises made to the cast, to the crew, lots of cuts of the money that hasn't come in yet. So you're looking at least $500 million, maybe $600 to break even. I don't know if the film is going to make that money. And I don't know if everybody is hyping it up to hope that it does, because if people hear about how great this movie is, they're going to pre-book tickets as early as possible. They're going to go in to sit down and it could be terrible. Like, this is my worry. This could be arguably the greatest practical joke ever played by Hollywood. Every single person in it saying how great this movie is hypes you up. You go in, you sit down, and you watch one of the worst films of all time. Now, that wouldn't be uncommon for DC, but I feel like at this point in time, maybe they actually have a point, because the second trailer that got released, when it came out, I briefly watched it. I skimmed through it. I thought, yeah, this is all right. This looks pretty fun. Michael Keaton's back. Ben Affleck's back. Okay, so the gist of it, from what I can gather, there's multiple Batman because they go across the multiverse or whatever. You've got Supergirl in it instead of Superman, and I don't know how that's going to work. But Sasha Cal as Supergirl looks fantastic, so I'm actually very excited to see what she brings to the role. Zod's back in it as well, so going all the way back to the days of Man of Steel, right, Zod is going to be back in this movie. It seems as though Barry goes back in time to try and save his parents, because for those that don't know, his mom dies, his dad gets incarcerated, he loses both his parents in one day. I was thinking at first how interesting that is, but then again, it feels as though every single DC character has that happen to them, right? Batman, both his parents die on the same day. Superman, his parents die on the same day. It gets blown up on Krypton. So I don't know what Supergirl's situation is with her parents, but I'm assuming they would have died on Krypton as well, because she was... I mean, I don't know, are they going to go for that storyline where she came in a pod similarly to Kal-El? Or is she going to be the alternate Superman of this universe? I'm not too sure. I'm excited to see though, because she does look great in the role. But aside from that, Barry goes back in time, he creates a universe where there's no metahumans, so he is the only super guy, alright? And then it looks as though he then runs into his alternate universe self, and they team up, they find Batman, who in this universe I'm assuming is Michael Keaton, because Ben Affleck is the main Batman for the DCEU, but now for some reason we've got Michael Keaton back. I'm not going to complain though, because I love Michael Keaton and I love him as Batman, so I'm very excited for that. Then again, some of his line reads in the trailer, a bit questionable. Okay, you want to get nuts? Pause. Let's get nuts. Okay, I love that line. Okay, it's great. Seeing the nostalgia, it's fantastic. The iconic Tim Burton suit, the Danny Elfman score, it's fantastic, right? The way that the nostalgia is fueled through this trailer, I think is great. But the trailer itself, I saw it for the first time in full just before Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. And this was at the cinema, of course, so watching on a big screen, full aspect ratio as well. I love the choice they've done for that. But I just thought, this is pretty magical. Okay, like, this movie could actually be stunning. I had goosebumps, I was hyped, I felt so, so excited. And ever since then, I've been watching the trailer a few more times at home, and it just gets better and better. Okay, some of the lines that Ben Affleck has as well. These scars we have make us who we are. We're not meant to go back and fix them. Don't let your tragedy define you. I love these lines. Okay, and Ben Affleck saying them as well. If you're going to get anybody to say these lines, Ben Affleck is arguably the best person to do that, because not only does it resonate with his Batman, but it also resonates with him as a person. And I think that's great. Like, we're finally getting some sort of redemption for Ben Affleck, because I remember when he was first cast and everybody was raging, okay, everybody was hating that decision to cast Ben Affleck. I personally loved him in Batman v Superman. I thought he was one of the best Batmans, or was it the best Bruce Wayne? I don't know, I think it was Christian Bale is the best Bruce Wayne, but Ben Affleck is the best Batman. But Ben Affleck as Bruce Wayne in that first movie he was in, jeez, I loved him in it. So good. I really don't understand why people dunk on Batman v Superman. I think it's a fantastic movie. Watch the Ultimate Edition, which is 3 hours long, but it is so much better than the theatrical edition that first got released. So watch that. There's a little bit more Ezra Miller in that version as well. But also, I've just realised, there's that dream sequence in Batman v Superman when the Flash breaks through the Speed Force and he says to Bruce Wayne, it's Lois Lane, she's the key, okay, you need to save us, come find us or whatever. So are we going to get that happen? Because I'm pretty sure Barry has a beard at that point, but Ezra Miller doesn't look like they're going to have a beard at all during this movie. But I do love how there's going to be two Ezras. Well, I don't love that, but I do love how they both look different. So one of them's got longer hair than the other, and they both look like they have slightly different personalities, which I think is interesting. So I'm looking forward to seeing how they're going to handle two Barry Allens and two Ezra Millers, because that's the big deal breaker. Everybody is praising this movie, but they're kind of forgetting what Ezra has done. And so the fact that there's two of them in this movie, as if one wasn't bad enough, we've got two. So I just don't know. I really don't know. But I just wanted to record this episode because if you haven't seen the second trailer for this movie, go and do so right now, because I'm not even kidding. It's one of the greatest trailers I think I've ever seen in my life. And now I'm a huge trailer fan. I cannot get enough of them, even though so many are better than the movie itself. And every time I watch a movie I don't like, I go back and I watch the trailer and I think, this movie should be amazing, but it's not, because it's just a trailer, okay? So maybe The Flash is going to suck, but the trailer is arguably one of my favourites of all time. But I just can't get over how much this film is being praised, okay? Like, it's not to say I have low expectations, but I do kind of have very, very high ones now. And the director, Andy Muschietti, he did It, Chapters 1 and 2, he did Mama, the horror film. He's only really done horror. So I'm not too sure why all of a sudden he's taking a stab at doing a superhero movie and it's meant to be one of the best of all time. I don't get it. I really don't understand. What is the catch? Because you look at the Super Mario movie that just came out, that had great trailers, great clips released, everybody was hyping it up. Jack Black was doing an amazing promo tour for it, always dressed as Bowser, fantastic, love it. But the movie came out and it was not good. Okay, let's be real, it was not great. So I'm worried the same is going to happen for this, but maybe it is actually going to be good, because I love the cast, okay? I love Ben Affleck as Batman, I love Michael Shannon as Zod. I don't know how I feel about Ezra, because they were a bit annoying in the 2017 Justice League. I thought they were much better in Zack Snyder's version of it, though. But when I see this trailer, and I see the emotion that's being put into their acting, I actually think they could be very, very good in this film. Both versions of them, in fact. But I've got no idea what the story is going to actually entail, because there's a lot of random action scenes thrown into this trailer. Batman seems to be riding a bike at one point and then he's flying through the air. I've got no idea which order that's going to be in. But the colour grading and the palette used and the expressiveness of it all, it looks really insane. And so maybe that's exactly what is needed from a movie like this. It's not going to play it safe. It is going to be extravagant, very bombastic, very nuts. Let's get nuts, okay? I don't know. It's just, it's not something that has been on my radar as such. But the fact that it's getting so much praise, the trailer is outstanding. And also, we're having a very, very bad drought of good superhero films. Now, I know Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 has just been released. And a lot of people are loving it. I didn't personally love it as much, but it's been a very long time. I mean, I know Black Adam came out last year and it was a daft pile of shit, but it was so fun. But the other stuff that's been released, okay, Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania, Shazam 2, Thor Love and Thunder, Doctor Strange 2, all of these movies just, they haven't been good, okay? They haven't been good at all. And you look at DC's track record as well. Every single one of the movies, pretty much, has been in that yellow range on Metacritic. So I would not be surprised if this movie actually gets, like, bang on 60 out of 100 and it's just in the yellow, because even Joker, okay, Joker was nominated for so many Oscars, that only got about 57 out of 100, which is shocking because that movie is fantastic. But I've got no idea which way it's going to go when it comes to how the wider audience is going to perceive this movie, because every single recent superhero movie, I'm going to check right now, I'm going to check the DC scores actually, but a lot of the movies have kind of bombed, okay? So you look at Shazam Fury of the Gods, oh my god, oh no! This movie made $133 million worldwide. That is absolutely abysmal. I'm pretty sure, in fact, what did Morbius do? I mean, I can't imagine it was much more. Yeah, Morbius made $167 million. These are superhero movies, okay? There was a time when these would make billions. Black Adam, $393 million. It was slightly better, but still, jeez, what did Doctor Strange make? Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness, that made, okay, yeah, fair enough, that's an exception. That made $955 million. We don't talk about that, but how did it make so much money, actually? What did Thor, Love, and Thunder make? I'm assuming this is like mid-700s, maybe. Yeah, $760 million, okay. It's alright, that's not too bad. But still, the grasp that superhero movies used to have on the box office has clearly depleted, and I feel as though they're making way for video game adaptations to kind of take the reins, because At the time of recording, Super Mario has made $1.1 billion, which I know it's a kids' movie and it's Illumination, which always make a billion. That is exceedingly good going for a video game movie. So I know for a fact, and this isn't blasphemous, but superhero movies just aren't as popular as they used to be. Is The Flash coming at the perfect time or not? I really don't know, because I think the main selling point of this film is to reboot the entire universe for DC. James Gunn is coming in to start afresh. He's going to bring his own vision as the overseeing producer of all these new DC movies moving forwards. So maybe The Flash is just here to tie everything up with a nice bow. Are they going to go back so far in time that literally everything onwards from the Man of Steel movie is just null and void? Okay, it's not going to happen. Or they're going to close it off in its own little universe. Maybe that would be nice. But then again, it feels as though the last 10 years of this universe has been the biggest waste of time ever and the biggest waste of money. Now, I am actually a fan of most of the movies that came out. Some of them were terrible. Suicide Squad, Wonder Woman 1984, Looking at You. Some of them are up there amongst my favourite superhero movies of all time. Man of Steel, I will take it to my grave. I absolutely adore that film. And what Zack Snyder created with his own trilogy in this universe, I thought was sensational. Okay, I really, really enjoyed it. But the fact that we're just kind of closing it off and we're starting afresh, it is what they need. If they want to compete with Marvel, it is 100% what needs to be done. And so if they are going to use one of their movies to literally restart everything and to kind of say, yeah, this is all done for now, maybe that's genius. I don't know, because it is certainly a lot better than just saying, oh yeah, we're going to scrap it, that's it, you're done, we're not going to get a sequel. They're actually having a movie where they're going to reboot everything. You know, fair enough, that's pretty clever. But it's also a huge risk, because if this movie makes a lot of money, it's probably not going to get a sequel, because it is going to be stuck in that same universe, unless Ezra Miller is going to be carried over to the new universe. I don't know if The Flash is going to be a part of the new universe. It's a mystery right now, but I'd say DC should be a lot more optimistic of their future, but this movie hasn't been released yet, so we have no idea how it's going to be. It could be terrible, okay? I could have spoken for the last 20 minutes about all this, and it could turn out to be the worst movie of the year, but I don't think it will, because that trailer, just go and watch it. I'm going to leave it here, but go and watch the trailer. It is absolutely sensational, and when The Flash comes out in the middle of June, is it June 12th or June 19th? It might be the 19th, but that's around the same time as a lot of Disney movies, like Indiana Jones and the new Pixar film, Elemental. So I'm not sure if it's been released at a great time, but I'd say if it is as good as people say it is, it will outlast all these other movies in cinemas, and I'm excited to see whether it's going to live up to the expectations or not. But we don't have to wait long, just over a month, and I hope you're getting just as excited as I am, because look, I don't want to be excited, because I'm always disappointed. Like, literally every time I've been super excited for a DC movie, they've let me down. Okay, they've let me down time and time again, so it's probably going to happen again. I'm just excited to see whatever it's going to be, because I don't even know what the running time of this movie is. I've heard there's a bunch of cameos, but I've got no idea why or who. So it's a mystery, but it's a very, very exciting mystery. And I am curious as to whether you feel the same, whether you care about this movie, whether you don't, whether you didn't even know it was coming out. Do you even know about the whole Ezra Miller situation? I'm really curious if that's going to affect ticket sales, because if you're on Twitter, even just a smidge on film Twitter, you will know what they've done. But I feel as though a lot of people are completely off the grid, and they may not have a single idea what Ezra has done in the past few years. So maybe it will still make money. But you look at the endorsement this film is getting, the fact that Tom Cruise, and I trust Tom Cruise's opinion, the fact that he loved this movie, I don't know. Yeah, maybe we should get hyped, okay? Maybe we should believe him. So we'll see when The Flash comes out in cinemas soon. I hope you've enjoyed this little episode of Anticipation Avenue. It's been a while since I've done one. I'm tempted to do another one for The Meg 2, because that trailer just came out yesterday at the time of recording, and it is wild, okay? What a rush that trailer is. Hated the first movie, but I think the second looks like one of the best films of the year. Not even kidding. So until next time, I've been Kieran. This has been The Flash Anticipation Avenue. I'll speak to you soon for a review of the movie, but until next time, I hope you've enjoyed, and I shall speak to you in the very next episode of You Can't Handle the Truth.